Good evening and welcome. You're watching The Big Fight, a show that is young at 21, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. Now, we all know that through the course of this week, Pegasus has been a very important story, a huge story of concern. The government wants us to believe that this is a figment of someone's imagination, that this is a fishing expedition. These are words from a government press statement. But then, whether it is the report itself, the Pegasus project, or the arguments being made by the government, there are a lot of unanswered questions. And make no mistake, even in the Pegasus project report, there are a lot of unanswered questions. Which is why we have presented or put together all those unanswered questions. And then we'll also tell you, to get the answers to these questions, what needs to be done. So, unanswered question number one on your screen right now. Where did the list of 50,000 potential targets come from? Now, this has been a huge subject matter of debate, where Amnesty International now says that this is very much linked to the NSO, the company, the parent company for Pegasus software. Lots of back and forth that is happening. But do we know for sure where did this list of 50,000 potential targets come from? How will we know? Well, the answer is that there has to be a probe. That's how you will know. Let's take a look at the unanswered question number two. There are many unanswered questions. This is just one of them. How many phones were actually hacked using Pegasus in India? How will you know? You guessed it. The answer is a probe. Let's take a look at the next question on your screen right now. NSO says that it sells spyware only to governments. So was our government snooping? How will we know? As of now, these are just claims. No, government is saying we did not. But then who did? How will we know? Correct. Probe. Next question. If the Indian government is not a Pegasus client, then who targeted these phones? This is a national security issue. But how will we know this? Of course, there has to be a probe. And did foreign agencies snoop on Indians? If the government says that we did not, surely somebody has. This software cannot be given to anyone other than the government of the country. So if this government has not done it, which government has done it? How will we know? Of course, you guessed it, a probe. So the point here is that to answer any question conclusively, whether the arguments being made by the government in their favor or the journalists who have carried out this investigation for making arguments in their favor, there is only and only one conclusive way. As of this moment, this is just someone's analysis to conclusively prove what is right and what is wrong. We need a probe, which is why on The Big Fight, the question that we are asking is this. As far as Pegasus is concerned, the opposition says we don't trust government agencies. So is it time for a judicial probe? I would like to welcome my first guest this evening. We have with us Mr. P. Chidambaram. Thank you very much, Mr. Chidambaram, for joining us. What do you think?
Of course, there should be an investigation. France has ordered an investigation. Israel has asked its National Security Council to review the allegations. I read somewhere, I'm not sure, even Hungary has ordered an investigation. I mean, how can the government say we won't investigate this? And what did the minister say? The minister did not deny that government or one of government's agencies had acquired the Pegasus spyware. The minister said there was no unauthorized surveillance. Now, underline the word unauthorized. Does it mean that there was authorized surveillance? Surely, the minister knows the difference between authorized surveillance and unauthorized surveillance. We are not concerned about whether the surveillance was authorized or not. We are in a more fundamental issue. Was there surveillance? Let's answer the question first. Was there surveillance? And then we'll ask the question, was it authorized or unauthorized?
No, even if, Mr. Chidambaram, the government says that this was an authorized surveillance, do you think that it would serve in the best interest for transparency for the government to perhaps mention that, yes, this was authorized and this is what we did? Because right now the argument being made is, well, these things are classified.
That's rubbish. What is classified about surveilling the telephone of students, journalists? What is classified about it? Tell me. There's nothing classified about it. The names that are tumbling out of the cupboard are amazing, and that's a whole range of people have been tapped into. What is survey? What is national security or any other kind of security got to do with tapping these phones? Only purpose is to intimidate people. If you target a businessman, then the entire business community is intimidated. If you target a few students, the student community is intimidated. If you target a few journalists, the journalist community is intimidated. That's the idea. The idea is to send a message. Listen, we are powerful. We can do what we like. We'll get away with what we will do. Behave yourself. That's the message of the Pegasus surveillance.
Now, Mr. Chidambaram, you know, whenever these matters of surveillance come into the picture, you know that there is a very typical political argument that in your regime you did this and in that regime this happened. Who are you to suggest that what is wrong? Look at what you did. Snooping was more prevalent in the UPA. There were incidents where, you know, sitting union ministers who later went on to become the president of the country, Mr. Pranab Mukherjee, alleged that there is bugging in his room. So it's this sort of argument. How do you respond to this?
Firstly, this is whataboutery, which is a peculiar disease in India. First, give up this whataboutery. How long do you want to go back? Then go back to the Gupta dynasty, go back to the Mughal dynasty. I mean, go back to all that. This is rubbish. Secondly, what about the generation which is young, which has never been in power? They are asking questions. The millennials are asking questions. Young students are asking questions. They've not been in power. They've not been in any government. What about answering them? I think this is complete rubbish to say that you did it and you did it. Let's take the case you mentioned in your question. Mr. Pranab Mukherjee wrote a letter to Dr. Manmohan Singh saying he suspected that his office was being bugged. Dr. Manmohan Singh ordered an inquiry. Now ask for the report. The report said there was no bugging at all. And what he thought were bugs were perhaps nothing more than somebody sticking chewing gum on his desk. Mm-hmm. Ask for the report. The report must be available in the PMO. Mm-hmm. We did not do bugging. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the 3.5 years or so that I was Home Minister, I made it very clear to my Home Secretaries, listen, don't bring any case to me. You are the authority to approve a number for surveillance. There has to be a record. In fact, he had a designated officer only dealing with authorized surveillance. It goes through several layers of scrutiny, and ultimately the Home Secretary has to approve it. And once a quarter or so, a Cabinet Secretary's committee reviews the numbers and asks them, why do you want to continue? We'll discontinue these numbers. Never, never, not once was a number or a case or a file brought to me as minister.
Towards the end, Mr. Chidambaram, how do you think that it is in national interest for there to be a probe in allegations like these?
Of course. If you allow this to pass, if this generation of Indians allows this to pass, we will become a big brother state. Maybe it's already too late. We're already under surveillance. But now that there is evidence that phones were hacked into, infiltrated by extraordinarily clever spyware, made by some extraordinarily clever people in the NSO group in Israel. This is the time to step in and say, enough is enough. We will go into the matter. We will find out what happened. And we will set up an oversight mechanism over the intelligence agencies.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chidambaram, for joining us on this broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I want to introduce now our guest this evening, Thopali R. Srinivas, senior leader of the BJP, Arvind Sawant, Lok Sabha MP of the Shiv Sena. Thank you very much, Mr. Sawant, for joining us. Gaurav Gogoi, Lok Sabha MP of the Congress, Mahesh Verma, leader of the BJP, A. Saravanan, DMK spokesperson, Professor Geeta Bhatt, political analyst, views lean towards the government, and Kakuli Ghosh Dastidar, Lok Sabha MP of the All India Trinamool Congress. Thank you very much. Let us first start with allowing each one of you to make your point. I would like to repeat the question and let's put that on screen once again. Is it time for a judicial probe in the Pegasus matter? Is it now time for a judicial probe in the Pegasus matter? I want to begin with you, Mr. Arvind Sawant. Your 1 minute begins now. Okay, before I go to Mr. Sawant, Gaurav Gogoi.
Okay, thank you. First of all, this is a global story. It is not an Indian story. And world over the globe, the various governments and international bodies are taking it extremely seriously. Former Minister P.C. Chidambaram already mentioned that Israel, from where the NSO company originates, itself is ordering a probe. France is having a national security review. And the heads of international bodies such as the UN, Human Rights Watch, the European Commission have all made serious statements. India seems to be the only democracy which is completely rubbishing this report, is not even taking it seriously. I don't understand why. India, as per this Pegasus report, is being clubbed in a very strange list of countries such as Hungary, Azerbaijan, Morocco, Rwanda. I mean, these countries don't inspire you with confidence of democracy and transparency. So clearly the aim of this government is to deny. And the government has been caught red-handed. And therefore, what is the aim? The aim, as Chidambaram ji said, is to intimidate.
Okay, okay.
And what did Rahul Gandhi say today? That we won't be scared and we won't be intimidated.
Yeah, so for the opening comments, 1 minute each to each of the panelists here and then we'll start the debate. Arvind Sawant, Lok Sabha MP of the Shiv Sena, is also with us. Mr. Sawant, your opening comments on should there be a probe in this case?
More serious about it is that during the past, I can see 5-6 years, if you look at the cases against seditions, and then people thought that the number of sedition cases 2014 onwards are very high. And there the root is of this entire issue lies. How it has come to that? And from there, it has come to Pegasus. And they found that it is an encroachment in our privacy, which has been conferred to us by the Constitution of India. And therefore, we are demanding, somehow, you know, I feel the Honorable Supreme Court should have done it on suo motu, instead of people should demanding it. They should have done it suo motu, why this is being done. I can understand some numbers, if you are terrorist, if you are a gangster, if you are a blackmailer, if you are all those things I can understand. Politicians, judiciaries, editors of the newspapers and so-called media, why they should be under observation?
Okay.
Where is the freedom?
Sure.
Which has been given to us, conferred to us by the Constitution
okay.
of India.
Okay. Kakoli Ghosh Dastidar.
See, to answer your question, I would like to remind you that my leader, Srimati Mamata Banerjee, has humbly requested the Honorable Supreme Court to take suo motu cognizance of this fact and go into an inquiry, a judicial inquiry, into this Pegasus thing, which is actually hacking and going into the private lives of the citizens, which is dangerous for democracy. This is state surveillance on us using this military spyware. So this is so dangerous for the internal security of the country and each individual life that there has to be a judicial probe. What I would like to mention is it is not starting today. You have to remember that in 2018, using the Section 69 of the IT Act, freehand authority was given to 10 agencies by this government, by the previous government headed by the same people, the same minister, same prime minister, to get into the lives of people, to confiscate their computers, and also to find out what is going on in the lives of private citizens.
Sure.
This is unhealthy for democracy, and we want a probe, and we want to know the truth.
Okay. Interesting comment. Before I get in the commentators who will speak for the government, one last comment, Mr. A. Sarvanan of the DMK. Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
1 minute of your time on whether there should be a probe or not.
Yes. See, when we ask any BJP spokesperson or a BJP leader, why you are making all these raids on all these organizations, and why are you misusing the CBI, ED, Income Tax Department, their constant refrain would be, oh, if you are afraid, if they have not done anything wrong, why are they afraid of this investigation? Now, the entire nation wants an investigation into all these allegations. This Pegasus story has spectacularly backfired. The government has not denied that it has not used Pegasus. And yet another important aspect that has to be brought into this judicial inquiry is the source of funding and how much funding has gone into this. As per the estimates and as per the unconfirmed reports, the estimate is mind-boggling. Somebody is quoting 5 crore, somebody is quoting 50 lakhs. So what is the exchequer's money that has been spent on this, which could have been otherwise spent on some noble causes of building schools or building hospitals or vaccines now?
Okay. All right. Now for the arguments in favor of the government, Mr. Thopali Srinivas, would like to come to you.
Sanket, in my 22 years plus of IT industry, this is the most hilarious script, James Bond script, written by people across the world and shooting to be done in India. And the timing is very, very susceptible before the starting of the parliament. If you want the judicial probe, please join the parliament. I would request honorable MPs from the opposition, please come to the floor and talk and debate and let us talk where you have queries and questions. We are ready to clear them. Second, IT Act and Indian Telegraph Act are the two things which our honorable IT minister has clarified. They are the things available as per the constitution for surveillance, as per the normal norms. Now, for this report, indicative, probable and potential, these adjectives are giving away this entire plot of the report. These are just a mere speculation. And the people who have authored this, I really suspect what their intentions are. This is my view. And the 50,000 phone calls, I say, boss, why don't you include all the telephone directories into that? You'll have a huge list.
Okay. Professor Geeta Bhatt, your 1 minute.
Well, Sanketji, those who are responsible taking out this report, they themselves are not very sure that whether these numbers actually have been under surveillance or not. And the report very categorically says, there's an echo if you can please get it corrected.
Sure.
It says that the data is indicative of potential targets of NSO's government clients. So there is so much of speculation in the report. And also there is no supportive documentation which can give any kind of an inference that a surveillance actually took place. So if you look at it, there is an attempt to create a false narrative that the government is trying to breach into privacy of certain individuals. And we see that the opposition is taking care of the rest. The way the TMC member of parliament has behaved with the IT minister in the parliament, is this something like, a new law is being set every day in the parliamentary decorum. And it is speaking volumes of the intentions of the opposition parties that how they want the proceedings of the House to take place in this monsoon situation. They do not want
Mr. Mahesh Verma. Yes, I'll come back to you. Just opening comments here for 1 minute. Mahesh Verma.
मैं संकेत जी ये कहूंगा कि ये बड़े दुख की बात है कि चिदंबरम जी जैसे एक्सीडेंट पॉलिटिशियन देश के पूर्व वित्त मंत्री रहे, गृह मंत्री रहे, एक लीगल ईगल भी अपने आप को वो कहते हैं. हालांकि ये अलग बात है कि उन्होंने अपने अरेस्ट होते वक्त कानून की जो है जिस तरह से उन्होंने माहौल उड़ाया था उस देश ने जाना था. लेकिन आज उन्होंने जिस तरह से अपनी बात रखी और जिस चीज को उन्होंने कंसील किया वो है यूएन चार्टर. इस सॉफ्टवेयर को लेकर यूएन चार्टर क्लियर कट कहता है कि किसी भी देश में अगर ये सर्विस दी जाती है तो वहां किसी तरह से पॉलिटिकल कोई फायदे के लिए या किसी तरह से किसी के पॉलिटिकल इंटरेस्ट के लिए ये सॉफ्टवेयर यूज नहीं किया जाएगा। 40 से ज्यादा कंट्रीज में ये सॉफ्टवेयर यूज किया जा रहा है। आज की डेट में अगर किसी को किसी भी देश में ऐसा नहीं हुआ, बहुत सारे देश के अभी मैं देख रहा था, बहुत सारे पैनलिस्ट ने कहा कि और देशों में इस तरह का प्रूव स्टार्ट हुआ है, किसी देश में ऐसा नहीं हुआ है कि मंत्री के साथ हाथापाई की जाए, किसी देश में ऐसा नहीं हुआ है कि इसके नाम पर हो हल्ला हंगामा काटा जाए, किसी देश में ऐसा नहीं होता है,
ठीक है,
कि देश को दांव पर लगाकर हाँ। इस तरह के आरोप लगाए जाते हैं। तो इस तरह की जो ये परिपाटी है और कोई फॉर्मल कंप्लेन इन्वेस्टिगेशन, अगर चिदम्बरम साहब अगर ये कह रहे हैं कि इन्वेस्टिगेशन हो रहा है तो उनको ये बताना चाहिए कि फ्रांस में इन्वेस्टिगेशन जो है पुलिस कर रही है, ना कि वहां के पार्लियामेंट कर रही है, ना कि वहां के प्रेसिडेंट कर रहा है।
ओके
गौरव
गोगोई,
श्योर
आई एम गोना कम बैक टू यू एंड देयर आर सम क्वेश्चंस ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट आल्सो एंड पीपल डिफेंडिंग द गवर्नमेंट, बट गौरव गोगोई सी द थिंग इज दैट एवरीथिंग एवरी एस्पेक्ट ऑफ दिस स्टोरी और एवरी एस्पेक्ट ऑफ दिस एक्सपोजे we will only know the truth when there is a probe. But for the government to say that no, we don't think a probe is required, do you think that is wrong? For instance, if the government is claiming that this is a fishing expedition, don't you think that the nature of allegations are so severe that the government itself, in order to prove its point, should launch a probe? If it is so convinced that this is a fishing expedition and it is fake, launch a probe.
Sanket, the government is caught napping and the government is speaking in mixed voices. On one hand, it says that, listen, so many countries use Pegasus, why are you targeting India? On the other hand, it just refuses to state directly that, yes, like those 40 countries, the government of India under Prime Minister Modi has contracted NSO. Say it clearly, why are you going about in a roundabout manner? Have you or have you not taken the contract of Pegasus from NSO company, and therefore subsequently how much have you funded, and then who, and all these people who have been mentioned so far, what is the crime? Surely you do surveillance, or if there is a national security risk, if there's a sovereignty risk, if there's a risk to your friendly question relations. Now what is the risk that a journalist, that a person in the election commission, that a person linked to the Supreme Court judiciary, what is their risk to national security? Why wasn't Pegasus used for economic offenders when Mehul Choksi ran away? Why wasn't Pegasus used when Nirav Modi ran away? Why wasn't Pegasus used when Vijay Mallya ran away, or to prevent attacks in Balkot, or to prevent cross-border infiltration in Ladakh? Pegasus is being used for as an intimidatory tactic.
Okay. Mr. Srinivas, would you want to come in? You've heard what Gaurav Gogoi has to say. Yeah, Mr. Gogoi wanted to complete.
Last, Sanket, this government had ordered a probe into NSO. Former IT Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad had ordered a probe into NSO, but that probe has now been buried for reasons that only the government can clarify.
Mr. Srinivas, you say that you have an IT background. I want to ask you, don't you think it is in the interest of the government, if you are saying that this is a fishing expedition, and very rightfully so, as far as this report is concerned, we do not know where the list of 50,000 potential targets come from. We also do not know whether this is the final list or there are more names of people whose phone has been hacked into. We also don't know that how many phones were actually hacked using Pegasus. How will we know all this? Even to answer your questions or the claims that you are making, you need to probe. Otherwise, it will be your word against Mr. Gogoi's word, against Mr. Sawant's word, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah, Sanket, I would like to come as for the process here. Mr. Shashi Tharoor has already clarified, since he is the chairman of the IT Standing Committee, he says this particular thing comes under my purview. I'll try to find out what exactly has happened and transpired, and I'll put it in front of the people. That's what he said 2 days back when this story broke.
That is the IT Committee of Parliament, right?
Yes.
Mr. Sawant is nodding his head. Mr. Sawant, why do you not, stand in agreement with this?
Basically, first thing is that whether the government has purchased or procured Pegasus or not.
Yeah, that question Mr. Tharoor will not answer.
First, you answer that, whether you have bought the Pegasus or not. And if you have bought, what was the purpose of it?
Sawant, sir, that will be cleared.
As rightly, why you did not use it at Ladakh?
That will be clear when the standing committee sits. That will be clear when the standing committee sits and all the things, facts will come out.
That is the issue. Therefore, the judicial probe. Why we should have a fear about judicial probe?
Then why don't you let the parliament function?
Because
Please debate. I am requesting you, please debate. Please debate on the floor of the house. Let us debate.
Yeah, Mr. Sarvanan.
Debate has to be conducted. Yes.
Debate has to happen. Yeah. Parliament has to happen.
The government should come here.
Should not be heckled. All that should happen. Mr. Sarvanan also wanted to come in.
Government is making a mixed cases. That is the issue.
My point is, even if the government is making certain arguments, Mr. Sarvanan, does it not serve in the interest of the government to have a fair probe? And if there is no probe, if Mr. Srinivas is saying the IT committee of parliament is going to look into it, well, then in that case, we don't need any investigation process, no?
Yes.
Investigation agencies in this country are accused of being on an overdrive. Why not being on an overdrive in this case, Mr. Sarvanan?
Yeah, can I comment?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, when we are talking about an IT committee probe, I don't think it has the teeth of a judicial probe. So we can, that IT probe can never be a substitute for a judicial probe which has got all powers to summon everybody, summon anybody. Apart from that, the BJP cannot come now and preach that please allow the parliament to continue. What they were doing from 2009 to 2014.
Okay, Mr. Srinivas, very quickly, and then Kakuli Ghosh. Kakuli Ghosh, do you agree with this?
Sanket.
Do you agree with this argument?
Sanket.
Yes, Mr. Sahab.
Once again, what has happened in 2G, 3G? What has happened in 2G, 3G?
Yeah, there was a proper probe and there was a JPC also.
JPC.
Let the IT committee decide. Let Mr. Shashi Tharoor, who heads the committee, let him decide.
Kakuli Ghosh, do you think your leader has said that the court should take suo moto cognizance? Mr. Srinivas from the BJP says, let the IT committee, parliamentary panel on IT, give its reply.
You see, it is not the same. Because we would like a full-fledged discussion on the floor of the house. The parliament has a right to know. The people of the nation, they have a right to know in democracy.
The minister was
misleading the house. The IT minister has misled the house. The health minister has misled the house. So we don't have any faith on the ministers of this cabinet. We want for the internal security. If the government cites internal security, then the Home Minister should come and inform the House, and there should be a full-fledged discussion regarding whether, as NSO has said, that they work only, that they take projects only vetted by governments. So if this government has vetted their project, then we should know from the minister who is responsible for internal security, if this involves internal security. We feel this is military spying. And this is hacking of personal lives, which is dangerous for a democracy.
We want an independent judicial probe
by suo moto cognizance from Supreme Court.
Yeah, now that only dangerous. The Supreme Court this will is, decide whether it wants to take suo moto cognizance
as
or not.
As good as emergency.
If you want a reply, if you want to reply.
This is as good as emergency.
Let the parliament function. Please, Mr. Srinivas, tell me.
For the government to answer whether it uses this software or not.
If the parliament has to function.
You have to answer.
If the parliament has to function, opposition should be given time to talk. The opposition is not given time to talk. The opposition is not given any supplementary questions to be answered. The ministers lie on the floor of the house. So, when the house is functioning, throttling the opposition, we have no option. Speech copies also, even that is wrong.
Madam, who's starting the speech copies?
There are no options. To quote Honorable Mr. Jaitley, he said, when we are doing opposition in this way, that is our work. Because he was in opposition.
No, that is true.
So
but
in democracy, opposition will do their work. The treasury benches will do their work.
I don't think it's a very parliamentary thing to do. So there can be no justification for that.
It is part of the. It is part of democracy. It is part of democracy. The opposition will do opposition, and the government will run the house. But to run the house, the treasury benches should do proper implementation of, and they go by the laws, so that there is proper discussion on the floor of the house.
Very quickly,
and
Mr.
the opposition gets to
Mr.
know.
Mr. Srinivas, I want to come to you and then Mahesh Verma.
If there is a proper discussion.
Yeah, Mr. Srinivas, I want to ask you the one simple question. You're saying the IT committee headed by Mr. Tharoor will look into this and examine. You know,
you're saying
let the house function. One moment, Mr. Srinivas. My question is, how much does it take, or how much time does it take, or why do you need the parliament to function for a simple question to be answered, whether the government is using this software or not? I'll tell you, there is a bit of history to this question. When this question was asked of the previous minister in November 2019, when you remember when that WhatsApp Pegasus link came into being, the minister said no unauthorized interception has been done. Any violation of procedure is actionable in law. No direct answer. Next, G. Kishan Reddy in November 2019 ducks the question on Pegasus, says IT Act empowers government to monitor, decrypt information. No direct reply. IT Ministry in July 2021 says allegations regarding government surveillance on specific people has no basis. Earlier reports on Pegasus had no factual basis. Categorically deny all parties, including WhatsApp. Now, see, the point is, Mr. Srinivas, every time and each time a direct question is asked whether you use this software or not, we get a long-winded reply, which is not the reply.
Sanket, to understand all those replies, all the questions which you are talking about, you have to understand people are only focusing on the particular report which has come out, which doesn't have any base or any proof to substantiate. Facebook, if I give a small example, Facebook acquired all the details of Android users when it had an Onamo app in February 2013. Which they discontinued in 2018. Then they asked NSO guys, can you give us your software? We are ready to acquire. They said no. Because Apple phones were not able to be hacked. Understand this. This is a big tech fight which is going beyond our borders. As Mr. Gaurav Gogoi said, it is an international issue. Yes, I will say this is an international issue. But this is a big tech fight.
Mr. Srinivas, simple question, sir. Does government use the software or not?
He is talking about technology.
I can understand big tech fight, global fight and all. But does the government use it or not?
I'm coming to this. The Honorable Minister has already clarified it is not used.
No, when did he clarify? When is that? No, one moment. There are parliamentarians sitting here. Mr. Sawant, has the government clarified that it does not use?
He has already said
unauthorized use is not done.
Unauthorized is different.
That's what I said.
Has the government categorized? Gaurav Gogoi is also a parliamentarian. Gaurav Gogoi, you are an MP.
I know that. I want to ask you,
has the government categorically said that it does not use Pegasus? The closest the government has come is Mr. Ravi Shankar Prasad in a press conference, and I'll tell you what he said. In a press conference, he says, if over 45 countries are using Pegasus, why is only India being targeted?
Yes.
There is a robust legal framework in India. This is the closest that I've heard in terms of...
What it means exactly, robust?
That means the government is using it. Why is the government running away? That means, by that logic, if 40 countries are using it, why is India being targeted? That means the government is using it. Why is the government denying it? Secondly, Ravi Shankar Prasad ji ordered a probe from CRT. What happened to the cert probe? There is no reply. And I don't know why the BJP is jumping from one ship to another. First, the report was fictitious. Then the amnesty report is fictitious. Then the opposition is lying. Now there's some global tech fight. Please don't think that the people of India are foolish. But the people watching this channel are foolish. They understand technology better than you.
The reason is very simple.
There has either been cyber attack on Indian citizens, or the government has done an act of hacking.
No, I'm only going to make attack, a limited point.
It's illegal. Even, the Home Minister should take responsibility.
Mahesh Verma, I want to come to you
if
now.
If the government's no hacking, even hacking is also illegal.
Okay. See, Mahesh Verma as well as Professor Bhatt. I want to come to you. See, the point is, even if I were to believe, even if I were to take Mr. Srinivas, what he's saying at face value and agree with him that this is a big global tech fight and this is a conspiracy fishing expedition to malign India. Mahesh Verma, isko bhi sabit karne ke liye you need a probe, no? Otherwise, this will be a statement made by Mr. Verma, Srinivas, and equally supported by Professor Bhatt. That is it.
देखिए अभी जो Mr. Gaurav Gogoi ने जो बात की उससे आपके दर्शक बड़े confused होंगे क्योंकि कांग्रेस के प्रवक्ता मल्लिकार्जुन खड़गे जी और अधीर रंजन जी ने जो प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस करके कहा कि श्री रविशंकर प्रसाद जी ने एक फॉर्मल कंप्लेन पे जो सॉफ्टवेयर कंपनी है उनको सो कॉल नोटिस दिया था, उनसे पूछा था कि आपने क्या इस तरह की कोई अनऑथराइज्ड सर्वेलेंस किया है हमारे देश के किसी नेता या किसी के पत्रकार का या किसी तरह से, ये हमारे लोग हैं जिनका ये कहना है कि इस तरह की कोई हैकिंग हुई है। सवाल ये है संकेत जी कि देश का एक कानून है, कायदा है। मैंने आपसे शुरू में कहा कि यूएन चार्टर जो है किसी देश को इस सॉफ्टवेयर को लेकर ये अलाउ नहीं करता है कि वो कोई पॉलिटिकल इंटरेस्ट में इस तरह का कोई काम करे। अब सवाल है कि देश ने तो किया नहीं, और जो देश है एक जर्नलिस्ट, एक ग्रुप ऑफ जर्नलिस्ट ने इन्वेस्टिगेट करके उसको पब्लिश किया कि भारत में इस तरह से लोगों का फोन हैकिंग हुआ है, इस तरह से उनके सर्वे।
आई एग्री विद यू। पेगासस प्रोजेक्ट ओनली कंक्लूड्स दैट वी फील दैट स्टोरी सेज दैट वी हैव इन्वेस्टिगेटेड एंड वी फील दैट सर्टेन फोन्स हैव बीन इन्फेक्टेड बाय द पेगासस सॉफ्टवेयर। दे डोंट कंक्लूड द गवर्नमेंट
जजेस का नाम है। हेलो, हाँ
नहीं महेश जी, मेरा ये कहना है, देखिए वो रिपोर्ट ये नहीं कह रही है कि सरकार ने किया है। दे आर सेइंग दैट दीज फोन्स हैव बीन पोटेंशियली हैक्ड।
बहुत आपने
दे वर इन्फेक्टेड बाय पेगासस।
नहीं नहीं, ये बहुत टर्निंग पॉइंट है इस डिबेट का। यही बात है कि अगर सरकार, अगर वो रिपोर्ट ये नहीं कह रही है कि भारत सरकार के किसी तरह से है, तो प्रोब किस बात का, जेपीसी किस बात की, और इसके नाम पर ईडी, सीबीआई और तमाम लोगों को बदनाम करने की कोशिश देश के साथ।
बिकॉज अ क्लेम हैज बीन मेड दैट दीस फोन्स हैव बीन फाउंड विद दैट पेगासस स्पाइवेयर, डोंट यू थिंक एज द रूलिंग गवर्नमेंट, वन मोमेंट वेरी क्विकली काकुली घोष, डोंट यू थिंक दैट इफ द गवर्नमेंट कंक्लूड्स दैट इफ देयर इज इफ द आर्टिकल इज नॉट कंक्लूडिंग दैट द गवर्नमेंट हैज डन इट, देन व्हाई शुड देयर बी अ नीड फॉर अ प्रूफ? I'm just spinning this argument the other way. If the argument does not conclude, but finds that the phone has been infected with the spyware, so is it not the duty of the government to find out who infected the phones of Indian nationals? Who did it? Who done it?
It is the duty of the government to come. It is the duty of the government to come forward and clarify what is happening. Even in 2019, the Pegasus software was used to hack the phone of Mamata Banerjee. See, if the government refuses that they have not vetted the NSO to use the apparatus, the spyware, the military spyware of a foreign country for our people, then this is a cyber war and we are at danger. So this is even more reason why the government should come clear as to what is happening. The people have a right to know. The nation has a right to know.
Professor,
and
Bhatt,
we Indians at the moment are feeling that we are under attack.
Overdrive.
So who is attacking us?
The allegation
government
is
should
that
find
agencies
out.
Under this government
and we
are
should
on
be
an
informed.
Overdrive. You know, to carry out raids,
Sankeji,
to carry out investigations. So it will serve well that at least in this case, which involves phones being hacked, allegations of phones being hacked, don't you think that the least that can be done right now is to carry out an investigation? That's the basic rule. If there is an allegation, a probe will tell us whether that allegation is true or not.
And probe by whom? Probe by whom? That also is very important.
I'll come to that point, Mr. Sawant.
When this report had come in the news, at that time, in the parliament, the opposition parties were asking for a joint parliamentary committee at JPC. But the moment the Standing Committee on Information and Technology, which is being led by Shashi Tharoor, when he himself said that there is no need for JPC and we are going to conduct an investigation for which on July 28th, they have already called people from the respective ministries, who can be asked questions from. So why is it that the other parliamentarians, they do not trust their own fellow colleagues? Why is it that they do not have the patience?
Professor Bhatt, the government has stalled the government has stalled the investigation process because Mr. Shashi Tharoor will investigate. Because Mr. Shashi Tharoor of the Congress Party will investigate this serious matter, that's why government is not investigating.
So why is it that the fellow parliamentarians are not having, confidence, the opposition is not having in them? Let them carry on with
it. I didn't know Mr. Shashi Tharoor has such sweeping powers.
At least some parliament, some investigations
they have powers. He's Superman or something.
And Sanket ji, as far as, the Congress Party spokesperson and TMC MP, they are putting forward that this is going to, cyber war, there is a cyber attack which has taken place. Let me ask that why is it the kind of an unparliamentary behavior which has been seen? Don't they feel in any way that they need to at least put an apology to the IT, the way the IT minister was being bullied in the parliament?
That is wrong. That is incorrect. I'm telling you, it is
that's
incorrect.
Not the same
but the basic that question remains: should there be a probe or not? Now we come to the quick last moments. Now we come to Mr. Sawant. Mr. Sawant, who carries out the probe? See, the probe has to happen. It has to happen. You can't say that we will not probe. It's a serious allegation. But who probes?
If you really desire to get a judicious report, then it has to be carried out by judicial authorities only. And I feel the Supreme Court should do it suo moto, so that the clarity, not only for the government, not only for the politicians, the clarity for the entire country should go. And that can be given through probe only, and that is a judicial probe only.
Mr. Srinivas, do you think that the judicial probe will make sense? Or first of all, an allegation of snooping, do you consider it serious enough for it to be investigated? Particularly by the courts.
My stand still remains the same. Let the parliament function, let there be a debate, and let their conclusion come out.
No, till then there will be no probe.
Yes, there will be. Let the parliament decide.
No, but then is that how investigations work? That if parliament is functioning, there will be no investigation.
See, for everything you want a JPC, for everything you want a judicial probe.
I'm not asking for, I'm just saying probe. At least launch some probe. Then parliamentarians, opposition will say it has to be judicial. I'm saying at least have some probe. Kakuli Ghosh, right now we have a situation where the government is saying no probe.
See, when...
Not required.
When the parliament session is on, then I don't understand why the government is shirking from a discussion on the floor of the house or a statement from the government. They are always misled the people through the parliament. The IT minister was lying. The IT minister was lying in his statement. I'm sorry to say. The health minister was lying when he said no patient died due to lack of oxygen. So, we want a full-fledged discussion involving both the sides, the treasury benches and the opposition benches. Opposition is not given any respect under this government and under this regime. And we also want a suo moto cognizance by the Honorable Supreme Court, by a judge who will go into it with cyber experts to decide whether our lives are in danger, whether the country is in danger or not.
I just feel that there has to be agreement on at least one thing right here, all of us, whether it is people from the treasury benches or opposition benches, that phone hacks and snooping or allegations of snooping are extremely serious. And they cannot be just left to the wisdom of some individual, is being mentioned right here. It has to be probed. Now, who probes? Let the big fight continue come Monday when the parliament reconvenes. Thank you very much to all of you all. Thank you. All right. Now, we have Mr. Naresh Gujral of the Shiromani Akali Dal. He's an MP. Mr. Gujral, the government insists that there is no case made out for a probe. But given the nature of the allegations, do you think that there has to be a probe in this case, as we are debating.
Absolutely. It is a must. This is a direct assault on the constitutional rights of a private citizen. How can we allow this kind of nonsense to get perpetuated in our country? It is like the Soviet Union when the Big Brother was watching everybody. This is a case which calls for a probe, and at the highest level. Sanjit, I want to say one thing here, that when the first question is, government is not saying clearly whether they bought this software and the hardware supporting the software or not. Now, either they should say yes or no. In any case, funds which are used are the secret funds of the Government of India, which RAW has, which IB has. Obviously, this is not going to be accounted for anywhere. When you say a probe, you won't find an accounting entry anywhere unless you have a sitting Supreme Court judge and the CAG authorized to look into the secret funds of these agencies. Mm. Only then will the truth surface.
Okay. Mr. Gujral, if the government is saying, so far we don't have clarity, the government has not categorically mentioned whether it uses this software or not, or spyware. But if the government, say for instance, denies that no, we have not used this software, then doesn't it become a matter of national security? How were so many phones infected, potentially infected, in this country?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Has the government ever said that they did not buy this software? They've never said that. They're evasive on this question. And if they did, then why were private citizens a victim of this hacking? I mean, you have a sitting election commissioner, you have sitting ministers, the IT minister, although I must say here that one should learn telephone manners from him. Instead of being a victim, he's a beneficiary of the hacking. But at the same time, I don't understand this logic, that why is the government not clearly saying, no, we did not buy this? Then matters will be at rest, which will then raise the questions of national security. That who was hacking it? But the way the names are surfacing and the kind of names which are surfacing, I can see the hidden hand of the government.
All right, Mr. Gujral, thank you very much for joining us. Okay, we're stopping for a short break at this moment, but news continues on the other side. Stay.